Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 38.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and guests ask to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative White. Ask everyone to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. You're right, Representative White.
Please pray with me if you choose. Father in heaven, thank you for giving each of us in this chamber today the opportunity to serve in this capacity in the General Assembly. Guide us as we serve in each of our positions, whatever they are. Today in the Christian faith is a day of remembrance, Maundy Thursday. Your son was judged and found guilty to be crucified, but 3 days later he arose, later to ascend back to heaven, and all we have to do is believe in him for everlasting life. Thank you for the Easter season that reminds us of that precious gift. In his name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 31st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for March 31st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is so approved. Members, we are going to shortly take a recess, but I do want to advise the body of a couple things that I'm going to take care of during the quick recess. The bills that I'll be reading in from the Rules Committee are going to be added to today's calendars, I advised yesterday. And then there are a number of other bills that are going to be referred to committee. Also, we are going to be adding in, when we receive a message from the Senate, House Bill 82, which is the summer school bill, that'll be added to today's calendar as well. So just pay attention to those bills that'll be getting added while we're on recess. Gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will caucus in 12:28 immediately upon recess. Please be prompt.
One more bill that will be added to today's calendar that we intend to add at this point. It's not been to the Rules Committee yet, but we are going to see if we can expedite that, House Joint Resolution 469, which is a confirmation for an appointment to the Industrial Commission. So we'll take care of those on the recess. So the Majority Leader has given notice of the caucus for the Republican members. I don't know if the Minority Leader have any kind of announcement? Deputy Leader? Okay. All right. So we're about to stand in recess. Do we have any other notices or announcements? Would ask, Chair's intending this to be very brief, so this is, it's 1:05. Chair's gonna put us in recess momentarily until 1:20. So I think, according to the Majority Leader, that's enough time for everybody, cause it's gonna be right downstairs. So, subject to the standard stipulations, as well as additions and modifications to today's calendar, the House is going to stand in recess until 1:20 p.m. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read. Actually, strike that, Mr. Clerk. Let's do the committee reports first. Representative Hall is recognized to send forth committee report from the Rules Committee. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules Calling, Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 142, UNC Bill of Reserve, certain projects favorable.
Counter for today.
House Bill 289, DIT Broadband Mapping Funds, favorable.
Counter for today.
House Bill 312, Qualifications for Sheriff Expunction, favorable.
Counter for today.
Senate Bill 387, Excellent Public Schools Act of 2021, favorable.
Counter for today. Message from Senate, Corporal Reed.
House Bill 82, Senate Committee Substitute, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to establish school extension learning recovery enrichment program for each school unit migrant impact of COVID-19 on at-risk students.
Added to that bill, calendar 36B for today. Representatives Bradford, Howard, Satzer, Soka, Kidwell, Ray, recognize and forth committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representative Bradford, Howard, Satzer, Soka, Kidwell, and Ray, Finance Committee report. House Bill 236, amend Orange Chatham County boundary lines. Favor and read for the rules, count and operations of the House.
Rules, count and operations of the House.
House Bill 257, Joint Municipal Power Agencies Investments, favorable and refer to Rules, Count and Operations of the House.
Rules, Count and Operations of the House.
House Bill 83, Eliminate Income Tax for Military Retirees, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and refer to Rules, Count and Operations of the House.
Committee substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable counter. Committee substitute number 2, refer to Committee on Rules. Representatives Hardister, Hurley, and Torbett, recognize and send forth committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representatives Hardister, Hurley, and Torbett, Appropriations Education Committee report. House Bill 32, Equity Opportunity Act, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and refer to Rules, Count and Operations of the House.
Committee substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2 is referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Brody, recognize and send forth committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representative Brody, Local Government, Land Use Planning and Development Committee, House Bill 20, 1998, Clean Water Bond Additional Connections, favorable and referred to Rules, Count and Operations of the House.
Rules, Count and Operations of the House.
House Bill 263, High Point Council Delegate Rezoning Powers, favorable and referred to Rules, Count and Operations of the House.
Rules, Count and Operations of the House.
House Bill 273, Modify Builders Inventory Tax Exclusion, favorable and referred to Finance.
Bills referred to Committee on Finance.
Introduction to bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives Howard, Zoka, Setzer, and Bradford, House Bill 461, State Auditor Clarifying Amendments.
State Government of Favorable Finance and Favorable Rules.
Representative Willingham, House Bill 462, Opportunities Industrialization Center, Give Mobile Vaccination Funds.
Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representative Rydell, Gillespie, Carson Smith, and Hardister, House Bill 463, 250th Anniversary of American Revolution, Reserve Historic Properties.
Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Pittman and Kidwell, House Bill 464, Home Education Tax Credit.
Finance of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Insko, Eiler, Davis, and Martin, House Bill 465, Home of the Venus Flytrap Special Registration Plate.
Transportation of Favorable Finance of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Van Hafen and Warren, House Bill 466, Electric Vehicle Special Registration Plate.
Transportation of Favorable Finance and Favorable Rules.
Representatives White, Candace Smith and John, House Bill 467, allow flexible smoking policies, ECU.
Education Universities, a favorable health, a favorable rules.
Representatives White, Lambert, and Sasser, House Bill 468, establish surgical technology standards.
Health, a favorable rules.
Representative Dustin Hall, House Joint Resolution 469, confirm Wanda Taylor, Industrial Commission.
Calendar pursuant to Rule 32 for today.
Representatives Graham, Insco, Pierce, and Raymond Smith, House Bill 470, Medicaid expansion.
Rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Tyson, House Bill 471, Tryon Place Commission modifications.
State government of favorable rules.
Representative Moss and Sasser, House Bill 472, depredation permit reporting.
Wildlife resources of favorable rules.
Representatives White, Bradford, and Rydell, House Bill 473, revised laws, safe surrender infants.
Family, children, and aging policy of favorable health of favorable rules.
Representatives Ball, Lucas, Hunt, Von Hafen, House Bill 474, developing representative inclusive vision for education to excellence in teaching.
Rules.
Representatives Ball, Hurtado, Brown, and Clemens, House Bill 475, restored master's pay for teachers and instructional support personnel.
Rules.
Representatives Moss, Sasser, Raymond Smith, and Penny, House Bill 476, broadband consumer protection.
Rules.
Representative Brody, Bradford, Faircloth, and Cunningham, House Bill 477, temporary event venues.
Local government of favorable rules.
Representative Graham, House Bill 478, Robeson County Reentry Program Funds.
Appropriations of favorable rules. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Senate Bill 301, Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow for the expunction for up to two nonviolent felonies, to expand the definition for the terms nonviolent felony, and to allow the public defender to private counsel and to file petition for expunction on behalf of persons eligible to expunge certain offenses committed under the age of 18.
Rules.
On behalf of Representatives Ager, I, Brockman, I, Horney, I, Cunningham, I, Everett, I, Fisher, I, Graham, I, Harrison, I, Hunt, I, Insco, I, Lucas, I, Martin, I, K. Smith, I, Terry, I.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative, one the negative. House Bill 11 passes third reading and will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 351, the clerk will read.
Representatives Dixon, Lambert, White, and Moss. House Bill 351, a bill to be entitled Clifford's Law, General Assembly of North Carolina.
Representative Dixon, does the gentleman wish to take up the amendment first?
Please.
The gentleman's recognized, send forth amendment. Corporal Reed.
Representative Dixon moves to amend the bill on page 2, line 18, by rewriting the line to read.
Gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, if you remember yesterday, I indicated that we would not have third reading until today to work on a little issue. Representative White and Representative Adcock and I worked together, and this amendment is the result. What it does, when we describe what the protocols that are to be developed to set up this visitation, when we describe what they must comply with, we add Centers for Medicaid and Medicare to that in the language. So the protocols to be developed will need to be in compliance with CMS directives. Appreciate your yes vote.
For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Adcock, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to debate the amendment.
Lady has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you so much. I wanted to thank Representatives Dixon and White for working together on this amendment. I commend it to you and look forward to its passage. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of Amendment A1, set before by Representative Dixon. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment is adopted. We're now back on the bill. Representative Dixon is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a very good vote yesterday, and I would appreciate a vote likewise today. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Lofton, rise?
Inquiry of the chair. The
gentleman is recognized for his inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, or Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to check if pursuant to rule 20B1, if we will have a recorded vote on this third reading.
It will have a recorded vote, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 351 on its third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Brisson, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Moffitt, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me their votes on their behalf. Representative Ager, aye. Representative Brockman, no. Representative Carney, aye. Representative Cunningham, aye. Everett, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunt, aye. Insko, aye. Lucas, aye. Martin, aye. Kaysmith, aye. And Terry, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. House Bill 351 passes its third reading. Bill is ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate. House Bill 159, the clerk will read.
Representatives Torbett and Blackwell, House Bill 159, a bill to the Entitlement Act for various changes to education laws. Gentleman, no comment in it.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, recognized to speak to the bill.
Mr. Speaker, if I could send forth an amendment.
Certainly. Gentleman is recognized to send forth an amendment. Corporal Reed.
Representative Torbett moves to amend the bill on page 11, lines 6 through 8, by rewriting those lines to read.
Gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you. Thank you, members of the House. The bill is actually an agency bill, but this amends that bill to put back in a teacher bonus for the school of hearing and visually impaired. That was back and forth, whether it was going to be in, going to be out, whether it was an appropriation, whether it wasn't an appropriation. So we reconciled all that. It is back in, so those teachers that were promised those bonuses will be getting their bonuses. Thank the good Lord for that. And would move for passage of the amendment, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment is adopted. We're now back on the bill itself. The gentleman from Gaston is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, as I just stated, this is the agency bill. It basically goes in detail what the Department of Public Instruction requested, which is otherwise known as DPI. It's a rather lengthy bill. I'd be more than happy to go through it, but I'm hoping members have had time to look through it, and I'll stand for any questions.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 159 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. President Bell, House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Brisson, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Moffitt, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, House Minority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Brockman, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Everett, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunt, aye. Ensco, aye. Lucas, aye. Martin, aye. K. Smith, aye. Terry, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative. House Bill 159 passes at second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 159 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 159, having passed third readings, ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate. We're going to move to House Bill 82. Clerk will read.
Representatives Moore, Elmore, Torvett, and Zinger, House Bill 82, a bill to be entitled Summer Learning Choice of NC Families, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Wilkes, Representative Elmore, recognized for a motion.
I make a motion that we accept the Senate committee substitute.
The motion is the gentleman has moved that the House do concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 82, and the gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There were just a few changes with the summer learning choice bill on the Senate side. We had some date changes to accommodate for year-round programs. Also, there was a slight change to the actual contract section, which dealt with paying out signing bonuses and also the end of the instruction bonus, and people that would qualify for the signing bonus would be nationally board certified teachers and teachers that have bonused out before, so that would primarily deal with the academic areas. The Senate also requested a change, which just was not an issue at all, on the use of the Reading Camp monies. They wanted to make sure that the Reading Camp monies were specifically for that program and that they did not flow into the other parts, which that is not an issue at all with the federal money that has come down. And the last section we streamlined with the assessment piece to make sure that we are assessing in the beginning of the program and the end of the program so we can have some data to see the success of the children with the program. And that will give us information to see how we proceed in the future with this kind of programming if needed because of learning loss. So I urge your support for the motion.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 82. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Brisson, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Moffitt, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Brockman, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Everett, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunt, aye. Insko, aye. Lucas, aye. Martin, aye. Kaysmith, aye. Terry, aye.
The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 119 having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 82. The bill is ordered, enrolled, and sent to the governor by special messenger. House Bill 335. The clerk will read.
Representatives Bradford, Vidal, Hardister, and Sane, House Bill 335, a bill to the Entitlement Act to revise requirements for providing transfer of funds from local school administrative unit to a charter school to incentivize the timely transfer of funds. General Assembly, North Carolina, Act.
Representative Bradford, does the gentleman want to send forth the amendment first?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman is recognized to send forth the amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Bradford moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 21, by rewriting the line to read.
Gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, this is a friendly amendment negotiated between the North Carolina School Board Association and the North Carolina Coalition of Charter Schools. It's just clarifying that when a charter school invoices an LEA, they must also copy the superintendent and the finance officer to help make sure things don't slip through the cracks. I hope you'll support the amendment. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House. Is the adoption of the amendment? Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment's adopted. The gentleman now has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I think this bill is a great example. I think we're in a new era between traditional schools and public charter schools. The North Carolina Coalition of Charters, as well as the North Carolina School Board Association, worked very well together to work this bill out. It's supported. It's needed. The parties agree. I hope you'll support it. It passed K-12 and rules unanimously, and I appreciate the parties for working together. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 335 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Brisson, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Moffitt, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and following members have authorized me to vote on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Brockman, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Everett, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunt, aye. Insko, aye. Lucas, aye. Martin, aye. Kaysmith, aye. Terry, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. The House Bill 335 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 335 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 335 having passed third readings, ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate. House Bill 142, the clerk will read.
Representatives Arp, Hastings, Hardister, and Pickett, House Bill 142, a bill to the Entitlement Act to appropriate funds for the University of North Carolina Bill of Reserve for certain building projects. General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very simply, this is an act to appropriate funds for the University of North Carolina Building Reserve for certain building projects. It has nothing to do with cost overruns, as that question was asked in appropriations, and would appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of House Bill 142 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Brisson, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Moffitt, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Representative Brockman, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Everett, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunt, aye. Insko, aye. Lucas, aye. Martin, aye. Kay Smith, aye. Terry, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 142 passes second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 142 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 142, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 289, Clerk will read.
Representatives Arp, Reeves, McElrath, and Lambeth, House Bill 289, a bill to be entitled DIT Broadband Mapping Funds. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
The gentleman from Union, Representative Arp, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill, first of all, I'd like to thank my sponsor, Representative Reeves, Representative McElrath and Representative Lambeth. What this bill does is require Department of Information Technology to prepare and maintain statewide broadband maps to serve as our basis for investing in broadbands and incorporate all the federal maps and state maps to make sure we have accurate maps to be the basis for our investment in broadband. Thank you very much. I very, very much support, ask for your support on this bill.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 289 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. President Bell, House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Brisson, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Moffitt, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and following members authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Brockman, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Everett, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunt, aye. Insko, aye. Lucas, aye. Martin, aye. Kay Smith, aye. Terry, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 119 having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative. House Bill 289 passes second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 289 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 289 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. Representative Reeves is recognized for a motion pertaining to a vote.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I would just note that I had misread on House Bill 335 when reading out those votes. Representative Harrison actually had entered a vote of no on that bill.
Representative Harrison's vote on that bill will be recorded as a no. Thank you for that clarification. House Bill 312, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil, Carson Smith, Green, and Miller, House Bill 312, a bill to maintain that require candidate or appointee for the office of sheriff to disclose all felony convictions, including any expunged convictions. General Senator North Carolina next.
The gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and fellow House members. In 2010, voters of the North Carolina voted to amend the North Carolina Constitution to read that a convicted felon could not hold the office of sheriff. House Bill 312 language sets up a process to implement that. It passed Judiciary 2, and it passed Rules, and I would appreciate your support.
For what purpose does the lady from Durham, Representative Austin, rise?
To speak to the bill.
Lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just wanted to note, colleagues, that I'm going to support the bill. I'm going to vote for it. But I do think that including formal disclosure of expunctions cuts against the public policy of expunctions, which is to, you know, eliminate or substantially reduce barriers to employment and barriers to economic participation. So I recognize that being a sheriff, an elected sheriff, is a unique role with unique responsibilities and certainly deserving of some extraordinary scrutiny. But I just wanted to note that I don't agree with exceptions to this public policy whereby the state has effectively erased someone's criminal record. So just wanted to note that. I will be voting for the bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question before the House. Passage of House Bill 312 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House, Butler, aye. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Brisson, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Moffitt, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representative Ager, aye. Brockman, no. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Everett, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunt, aye. Insko, aye. Lucas, aye. Martin, aye. K. Smith, aye. Terry, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. House Bill 312 passes second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly, North Carolina next.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 312 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 312, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Senate Bill 387, the clerk will read.
Senators Berger, Ballard, and Lee, Senate Bill 387, a bill to be entitled an act to modify the implementation of the North Carolina Read to Achieve program in order to attain statewide reading proficiency by the third grade. General Senator North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Wilkes, Representative Elmore, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This chamber and the Senate chamber just had voted unanimously on a summer enrichment program both ways. So very united on what we need to do for learning loss. This is in the same vein with a program that we currently have in place. This is sent over in dealing with our Read to Achieve program, our excellent public schools act that we implemented several years ago. I talked with Representative Willis last night outside, just kind of wrapping my brain around how to present this bill. And I first want to tell you, and I think the other educators in the chamber would understand this statement too. Whenever you're doing anything with education policy, nothing is ever going to be this magical silver bullet that is going to solve every problem. It's always a process. Learning and teaching is always a process. Also, too, I don't think that this needs to be put in the context to say that teachers have not been doing their jobs. With the COVID situation, teachers have been having to be very nimble and creative in areas that they've never been before dealing with COVID. And with the reading instruction, I do the elementary level now, and I see what my colleagues are going through. They are working harder than ever on the issue of literacy. And also, for me personally, I have to put it in context on how far we've just come as a society on the issue of literacy. My grandmother wasn't even allowed to go to school, and she was totally illiterate. And that was only 100 years ago, where we had large amounts of the adult population that could not read. And now we're to the point where that still exists, but not to the magnitude that it was at one time. So I think the goal of making sure that all children have the ability to read by third grade is critical, and we must strive to do everything that we can to make sure that they can. So I'll compliment Senator Berger and his team, because I think they took an approach just like teachers do every day. They reflected on their program, what was going on, what was on the ground, what was working, what wasn't working, how do you reflect on that, and how do you move forward, and how do you structure it to where you can make it to where it can change and morph to what the needs are in the future, because you're not 100% sure what those might be 3-4 years from now. So it was very interesting with a lot of the things that is in the bill. It deals with reflection itself on the teaching part. So looking at the original Read to Achieve and what's on the ground now, there was a great deal of focus on assessments and basically assessing the children, seeing where the children are at, and then assessing them again to see if there's any sort of growth. This takes it into a different direction, which I think is a very important direction. It focuses on the actual curriculum itself and the teaching of the reading itself. And they define a term called science of reading, where it is very focused on the curriculum piece and the instruction, which I think that is extremely important. Just a few highlights. It makes connections with the pre-K program, where developmentally, as the kid is moving into kindergarten, that transition with the language development, et cetera, that connection is being made there with staff development. It also defines the term science of reading and makes sure that the curriculum is aligned to that. It has components of training for the teachers to understand what this is and how to implement it. Then it goes into defining the reading camp a little bit clearer, to where we are empowering that as part of the literacy interventions, which is defined in this also. So I think this is a step in the right direction. It's very much a positive move on the direction that we need to take with our literacy instructions in the lower grades. It had unanimous support in the Senate with a vote of 48-0. And that would be wonderful to see that here also. If it would sway your vote in rules, Representative Richardson said this is the best bill he has ever seen, and he's been here multiple times in this chamber. So if that would motivate you to vote yes from that testimony, I just wanted to relay that to you. So I'd appreciate any questions on the bill. If you have any, hopefully I can answer them, and I would appreciate your support and a yes vote. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can I ask Representative Elmore from Wilkes County a question, please?
Representative Elmore, is the gentleman yield?
Yes, I do. Yield. Thank you.
Representative Elmore, would you be willing to speak to the teacher bonus portion of this bill and why you think it's important?
Sure. What they have done with the bonus structure, and you just voted on that in the summer school bill too, is dealing with the reading camps themselves. So what it would do, it states that there would be a $1,200 signing bonus if the teacher signs up to do the reading camp in the beginning. And the teacher has been a successful teacher in the past and has bonused out, so they have met those EVOS scores. The idea behind that is to try to pull your best teachers into the summer programs to work with the kids with their interventions. On the tail end, it is $150 per student who becomes proficient after the reading camps, on the tail end of the reading camp program.
Thank you, Representative Elmore. Mr. Speaker, may I speak to the bill?
Certainly. The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
Well, with all respect to my colleague, Representative Richardson, I don't know that this is the best bill I've ever seen here. I mean, we had a bill just yesterday on the bottlenose dolphin. I don't know how this bill could possibly be the best bill that we've ever seen. I think there's three problems with this bill. One is in the bonus structure, and I will say that the bonus structure here is an improvement upon what we've seen, because there's a bonus for signing up to teach the summer school programs. But providing a per student bonus is a disincentive to take on the most difficult students. Because if you're going to get a bonus on each kid you get over the finish line, you want to get the easiest kid so you get more of a bonus. And I really wish that we hadn't included that second half in there. Like, just take the kids, and your best teacher should have the most difficult kids. They shouldn't have a disincentive to stay away from them. The second challenge to me about this bill is a good governance and good budgeting, good fiscal governance challenge. There's a sole source provider named in this bill to provide the training and technical assistance on getting all of our teachers up to speed. I actually happen to really like this provider. In the educational consulting work I do with school districts around the country, many of them use this provider, and I think that they are one of the best. But anytime you name a sole source provider and you give up on the opportunity to put a contract out for bid, you potentially cost the state government and therefore taxpayers more money, because you're naming in the bill that they're going to get this contract, and we have no idea how much we're paying them. And there's no potential competition to bring the cost down. I just don't think that's the right way to go about governance, even though I like this provider. And then finally, the name science of reading is great. And we really have learned a lot about the way that the brain works and learns to read over the last 20 years. Well, we've been fighting a massive battle in public education about how to do reading instruction. But the science of reading today is not going to be the same science of reading 20 years from now. Even though, I mean, because it wasn't the same science of reading as it was 20 years ago. It is constantly evolving. And we are locking into a single way of doing reading instruction here when we need flexibility. And the practitioners in the field are always going to be better at figuring out what is the best, most flexible way to teach every single kid than we are going to be able and have to go back and change the law every time we think that there's a newer, better way to teach reading. So there's a lot of good in this bill, and as Representative Elmore said, we really should give Senator Berger and his team credit for fixing some of the things that have been long-time problems with Read to Achieve. But I think those three things are still going to create challenges for the way that this is implemented. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Willis, rise?
Speak to the bill.
The gentleman has the floor.
It's someone involved in early childhood education for the last 10 years, you know, a lot of these same concepts we use in early childhood as we're teaching literacy to our threes and fours and our fives as they go in. It's phonemic awareness, it's phonics, it's vocabulary, it's learning those words. This isn't a creation of a new way of teaching. This is taking a way to teach vocabulary, to teach words, to teach comprehension of language that these children are going to need. The science, if you want to call it that, has really been around for a very long time. This is what the way we used to teach before we got smart and started teaching memorization and sight words and the things that we're doing now, which is obviously causing kids to struggle. It has not helped over the last 20 years these kids be able to learn and to improve their literacy. And this program takes that into account. It also does two other things that are extremely important. It ties that knowledge that training and that professional development into our pre-K classrooms so that we're making that transition from pre-K to kindergarten. It ties the data systems in so we have that history and that record of where they're coming in. It provides the professional development that all of our teachers are asking for on everything across the board. It builds that into them, and then it ties it into the university system so we're teaching these teachers as they're going through and learning how to become teachers, teaches them how to teach this program in the school system. And so we have not had anything this comprehensive from beginning to end in terms of literacy, and I think this is going to make a huge difference for us. And in terms of the bonus pieces, I don't see that as a disincentive at all. I see it as an incentive to help those teachers that really want to be on the forefront of this and to help those kids that most need it be able to get across the finish line. So I ask for your support.
What purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am delighted to see the emphasis on phonics in this bill. Some of you that were here last session might remember that we were talking about a study bill on this issue, and I brought the fact that we needed to include phonics in that study. And I'll say again, some of you weren't here that time, so rest of you can go to sleep who were here while I tell those who weren't here. When I was 7 years old in the second grade, my grandmother gave me a Bible for Christmas, and I was able at 7 years old to sit down and read 6 chapters a day with comprehension. Why? Because the whole first grade we had phonics instruction. And so I knew how to read words, how to understand them, how to put words together, because phonics is basic. I've often said that trying to teach children to read without teaching them phonics is like trying to teach somebody to lay brick without teaching them the relationship between bricks and mortar. It's how you put them together. So I'm just delighted to see this. I think this is a good bill. I'm glad to see that part in it, and I would just urge everyone to vote for this. Thank you.
What purpose does the lady from Forsyth, Representative Baker, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had a question to the bill sponsor.
Representative Elmore, is the gentleman yield?
He yields. Yes, sir.
I plan on supporting the bill, but I was just wondering if there was any consultation or discussion with not only NCAE, but with practicing classroom teachers, and some thought about how this will impact their day-to-day instruction.
Since this was sponsored by Senator Berger, I'm not 100% sure what sort of conversations he had with NCAE on the bill. I do know that this has been discussed quite a bit by the State Board of Education and also Superintendent Truitt with various stakeholders in it, trying to figure out the paths, kind of getting everybody, what was the term that was used in one of the meetings, rowing in the same direction down the river. So yes, there's been discussions with stakeholders. I'm just not 100% sure if that particular entity was part of that.
Thank you. May I ask one more question, sir?
Yields.
So I read the bill, and I didn't see the reference to the single vendor that is being offered to provide these services. To follow up to the question that Representative Meyer said, is there some consideration for bidding that out? And then before we accept a vendor, are we asking that they have a proven track record of not only moving test scores, but also adequately preparing teachers to be able to deliver reading instruction?
Yes, the program, and I forgot the name of the parent company, is something long that I probably can't pronounce because I didn't have good reading instruction, right? But anyway, the program is called Letters, and just on the ground, I asked some of my teachers in the system, and I trust this teacher, I won't name her by name, but she's a nationally board certified She was Teacher of the Year for our county. I mean, highly qualified person. And she has been through the training. And I said, how was the training? She said, it's the best thing I've ever done in my educational career. So I felt like from that one, that was, you know, talking to her, being on the ground, and I know that she's a really good teacher, I felt comfortable with that afterwards. But the training is called the Letters Training.
And may I ask one more question? In this
gentleman,
you?
Yes.
Yes.
And so is the letters training primarily focused on your early childhood teachers, or have they demonstrated success in the continuum of teachers that are delivering reading instruction?
The focus with this one is the K-3 piece. And the reason why I said there's room to grow with this and the way this is structured, it helps with that, is the ramp up on the training. Who do we train first, and then how do we move out and build out from that? So it's kind of like we need to get the training established, what the training is, kind of phase one, then how do we grow to phase two?
And letters can provide that training as we kind of ramp up to the additional grades?
Yes, and Senator Berger stated in the committee meeting, he felt like there's capacity with them to be able to do the ramp up, which could be a problem with other entities, but they do have that type capacity to ramp up, because you know from your work that you're talking about a lot of teachers when you start doing statewide implementation.
And I think that speaks to the issue that Representative Myers is bringing it up, that we want to make sure that whatever vendor gets the contract, that they have the capability to deliver the training statewide. And again, I don't know if this is appropriate to ask. I don't know exactly where that goes, but I do think that it would be worth investing in bidding that process out to make sure that we have multiple vendors, because I can say from a statewide delivery of mandates, it creates havoc when you have the entire state trying to ramp up on a mandate, and it leads sometimes to unintended consequences. Thank you, sir.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, rise?
To briefly debate the bill. The
gentleman has the floor.
Members, Representative Myers makes some good points. There are no perfect bills in this, but it can evolve. On Maundy Thursday, I'm going to use scripture in my defense of this bill. The most powerful testimony ever heard or ever seen or witnessed is the blind man. When he was cured by Jesus, and people asked him, is he the Son of God? And he said, all I know is I was blind and now I see. All I know is in this state, one out of five third graders can read proficiently at the end of the third grade. We have been, those of us who care deeply about education in this state have been preaching this and preaching this and preaching this. 20% can read proficiently at the end of the third grade. This is the first time since I've been back here that we have put significant resources where it's needed the most, because the studies show over and over that if a child can read proficiently at the end of the third grade, they have a 90% chance of graduating from high school and being successful in life. You should be proud today when you vote for this bill, because today, as a General Assembly, we have put the resources into education to help these children become proficient readers at the end of the third grade, and we are giving them a chance to succeed in life. And this is what we should be doing as a General Assembly. And I thank you for this bill. This is a wonderful bill. We are helping our teachers. We are helping our students. We can tweak it and make it better, but for once, we are doing, as a body, collectively, what we should be all about. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 387 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote in their behalf. Representative Brisson, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Moffitt, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and the following members will authorize me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Brockman, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Everett, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunt, aye. Insko, no. Lucas, aye. Martin, no. K. Smith, aye. Terry, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative and 5 in the negative. Senate Bill 387 passes second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, Max.
Question for the House. Is the passage of Senate Bill 387 on its third reading? Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 387 having passed third reading is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor by a special messenger. House Joint Resolution 469, the clerk will read.
Representative Justin Hall, House Joint Resolution 469, a joint resolution confirming the appointment of Wanda Taylor to the North Carolina Industrial Commission. The House resolved, the Senate concurred.
Representative Hall, do you want to send forth the amendment first?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk will read.
Representative Hall moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 6, by rewriting the line that read.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment first.
Members, the amendment just corrects a date in the joint resolution. Please support it.
Question for the House, the adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment's adopted. Representative Hall has the floor to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this joint resolution is to confirm the appointment of Wanda Blanche Taylor as the governor's appointee to the Industrial Commission. Ms. Taylor is a native of Plymouth, North Carolina. She's a fellow of the College of Workers' Compensation Lawyers and received her law degree from UNC and her undergraduate degree from Duke. She's a director of litigation counsel with Key Risk Insurance Group. She's the former chief deputy commissioner of the North Carolina Industrial Commission, where she served as an adjudicator for 20 years. She's represented both employees and employers in private practice. She's got the support of a diverse group of entities ranging from the Chamber of Commerce to plaintiffs' organizations. I ask that you support this joint resolution.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Joint Resolution 469 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Brisson, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Mills, aye. Representative Moffitt, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Torbett, care to record? House Minority Leader Representative Reeves is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And following members authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Ager, aye. Brockman, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Everett, aye. Fisher, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunt, aye. Insko, aye. Lucas, aye. Martin, aye. K. Smith, aye. Terry, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Joint Resolution 469 passes at second reading. We'll be read a third time.
The House resolves, Senate concurred.
Question for the House. Passage of House Joint Resolution 469 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Joint Resolution 469, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate, is ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate by special messenger. Members, we have concluded our business for the week, and there are no votes next week, so you're about to be able to enjoy spring.
Just for your planning purposes, I will tell you that the work on the budget negotiations, there's a kind of two channels of negotiations. There's the process the Senate is undertaking, but we also negotiate with the Senate appropriations chairs as well. The House appropriations chairs do. That process continues, and so while many of you will be enjoying some time at home with family and perhaps traveling with your family, a lot of the appropriations chairs will find themselves here in a windowless room continuing to work on these numbers. But that work will continue, and a lot of progress continues to be made. We chair appreciates the body's indulgence and hard work and being allowed to add a number of bills through the committee process to get the time-sensitive bills passed and over to the Senate, as well as a couple bills now to the governor. So we have disposed of our business at the. So again, there will be no vote sessions next week, but there will not be any votes taken of any kind, anything substantively to happen at all next week. So members do not need to be here next week, but are always welcome. Unless you're an appropriations chair. In that case, hope you guys enjoy the sixth floor of the legislative office building. So with that, notices and announcements. What purpose, gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, rise?
Personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Cleveland County delegation, I wanted to stand and recognize the Shelby High School women's basketball team. They won the North Carolina 2A state championship, and wanted to mention them as we had promised to do. And secondly, from the Gaston County delegation, I wanted to stand and recognize Home Folks Cafe in Cherryville, North Carolina, on their 50th anniversary of business in Cherryville. Thank you.
Thank you. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement and a point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor for both purposes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, we will caucus in room 1228 at 3 p.m. April Fools, have a happy Easter.
Yeah. For what purpose does the gentleman from Craven, Representative Tyson, rise?
For a point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized.
All right. I wanted to announce that my hometown, New Bern, North Carolina, was recently announced by Southern Living Magazine as one of the top small cities in the United States to live. And also the traveling wall, Vietnam Memorial Wall, will be in New Bern next week. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I would encourage all of you to take, when you're taking time off next week, to visit New Bern, North Carolina, and bring your money.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Autry, rise?
To speak to a point of personal privilege, sir.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to remind everybody, as you enjoy the weekend and the week off, that today is opening day for Major League Baseball. Go Cubbies. Thank you.
Any further notices or announcements? For what purpose, the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Smith, rise?
Just a note of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Since we're bragging, I wanted to brag on North Carolina A&T State University, the national champions in the 4x400. They beat everybody in Division I. Go Aggies.
Thank you. Further notices and announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Monday, April 5th at 10 a.m. subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Elmore, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, April 5th at 10 a.m. subject to the standard stipulations in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned. The bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 387, an act to modify the implementation of the North Carolina Read to Achieve program in order to attain statewide reading proficiency by the third grade. House Bill 53, an act to authorize student attendance in all local school administrative units for children of active duty military due to the military orders of the parent and to clarify continuous enrollment for high school students who are dependents of military personnel once those students are admitted to a state institution of higher education. House Bill 82, an act to establish school extension learning, recovery, and enrichment programs in each local school administrative unit to mitigate the impacts of COVID-19 on at-risk students.
Chapter bills will be noted.